In June of 2017, Jordan Rosinski and Justin Hamill left Boston and set out on a year-long road trip with their two cats in a VW camper van. Their goals were to listen, to learn, to photograph, and to tell those stories. Their name, Tendency to Wander, reflects how they followed stories, stayed longer than they anticipated, and wound up wandering to places they never imagined. After 14 months on the road, they arrived in La Frontera, the borderland of El Paso, Texas, where they will continue to tell our stories. Here with us today are Jordan Rosinski and Justin Hamill of Tendency to Wander. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I love that you guys were on the road for like ever and you chose El Paso. Why did you choose us?
It was actually an easier decision than we anticipated.
Really?
When we finished the traveling and shooting part of our work, we knew we didn't want to go back to Boston, which is where we had started from. And we looked back at our year of traveling at all the places we'd been, and we thought about the community that was the most welcoming, where the art scene seemed to be just growing and the enthusiasm was there. And then we also thought about the weather and the food, and we ended up in El Paso.
And here you are. This is our winter. How do you guys feel about our winter?
It's cold.
But you're Boston winter.
I think we acclimated really quickly. So we're definitely a little bit confused by this right now. But yeah, we're into the winter here.
So one thing I saw right away, I saw it last week. One of your photos was on CNN. How are you guys doing that already? It's so cool and exciting.
Yeah, actually, there was a whole story that we did about the Hugs Not Walls event that the Border Network for Human Rights organized. And through networking and a series of fortuitous connections, including knowing someone who cat sits for someone who knows someone else, we ended up speaking with a couple of folks at CNN, and they were really into the story. It's an amazing event, an amazing experience. So we were really thrilled to be able to represent a little bit of the activism here on the border and share some of that story.
And there's a lot going on right now.
Yeah, it's scary. And at the same time, it feels like a never-ending story. And that's one of the things that I think draws us to El Paso is a lot of the coverage that we see is national outlets that fly someone in for a day or two, or maybe a week. But the story is ongoing, and it's not new. It's been happening since the country was founded.
Right.
And it's ever-changing, and we wanted to try to take a more nuanced look at not just the border, but the region and the lives affected by on both sides.
So both of you are photographers. You're married. You live together. How does your collaboration work, or how does your work work?
That's a great question.
It kind of, you know, we shoot together, we look together, and then at the end of the day or end of the week, we just kind of look at all of our photos together and we edit down what works, what doesn't work. We have work experience together photographing weddings, and it's some of that same process where we're good at detail shots or we're good at portraits, and we just kind of take what each brings to the table and balances it out. And that's a pretty good feel for the way we work together.
It's also an ongoing struggle. We approach things really differently.
But that's good, right? I mean, you catch all the angles.
Yeah. And I mean, I come to photography, I'm a writer. That's sort of my first love is storytelling. And I have my master's in public policy. I'm a nerdy policy wonk. And so is Justin. But I'm always thinking about what is my role as an activist? How does photography and storytelling coincide with changing the world? And I think Justin is a little bit more of a traditional photojournalist background where it's about amplifying the voices and lifting the stories, but what you do with it is up to you. So I think we kind of have a lot of really late night discussions where we figure out, you know, how do we approach this? What makes sense? What are the words that I'm putting with the images? Am I being too political? Am I letting people make up their minds? Or am I telling them what to think?
Right. It's a fine line, right?
Yeah. We've also been doing quite a bit on the bridge into El Paso from Juarez and photographing portraits and trying to speak to the asylum seekers. And there's a little bit of photojournalist ethics that we debate because in my mind, I also want to go over and hand out water and snacks. And
you're like, can I take your place while you take a shower?
Right, exactly. And that is not something you're supposed to do as a journalist. And sometimes I'm like, I don't actually care, right? Like, I'm here and I want to tell this story. And so, you know, I think we complement each other in a lot of ways. And then we're constantly sort of having these debates about these ethics and what the goals are of our work. And I think it makes it richer.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Absolutely. And Justin, do you ever write to your photos, or are you strictly a visual guy?
I'm strictly a visual guy. I very much wish that I could write well and clear, but I struggle with that constantly. So if I write something, I pass it off to Jordan and she'll proofread it. And by the time I get back, there might be like three words that were originally mine. And it still comes out with the thoughts that I had, but communicated much more clearly.
So what does it look like now that you're here every day? Are you out on the streets every day, or what does a day look like? I mean, I don't expect any 2 days to be the same, but now that you're here, what's it like?
It's a great question, because we're still sort of working on the project in the way of how do we tell these stories, but we're also looking at how do we establish ourselves in this community and be part of this community,
right?
Because we don't want to be sort of transient and on the outside. We also want to be part of it. So we're doing things like we're working with the folks at Glassbox to try to set up a community darkroom. And Justin's really taking the lead on that, which is really exciting.
Yeah, we're hoping with enough people that we can gather. We have the space and we're hoping we can gather enough donations that all of a sudden we'll have a community darkroom where people can come in and print and take classes and all of this other fun photography stuff, as well as, you know, the normal work that we're doing.
Yeah, and we have a small selection of postcards and greeting cards and prints at the Calavera Culture Shop.
Nice.
In the Arts Loft. And we're planning a show for early 2019. We're kind of out there pounding the pavement and looking for those stories. And
we've learned the hard way that in El Paso, every time you leave the house as a photographer or writer, you want to bring your passport, because
yes,
you never know whenever something might come up, or you get the call and all of a sudden you need to go over to Juarez or anywhere, and that extra half an hour or hour of running back home, gathering up your change to cross the bridge and your passport, you know, the story might not be lost, but it's too much time to finagle. And it just goes to that fluidity of the community on both sides of the river and the border.
You're absolutely right. My fast pass is always in my wallet. And, you know, there's always pesos, because you never know.
Never know.
And it's not like on the spur. Oh, you're going to, you know, but at the same time, well, yeah, you could just decide to walk over to Juarez if you're on the bridge.
Yeah, I keep making this really not very funny joke, but that I keep walking to Mexico to tie my shoe, because it seems like every time we cross, I'm like, tie my shoe and then continue onwards. And that's kind of just like what it's like when it is this multinational city. You know, it's not just on this one side of the border. And that's been really interesting.
So let's talk about your trip. Aside from finding us the most interesting, which I really, really love that you did, what other adventures or stories or people did you all bump into on your adventures?
So many adventures, so many stories. We actually were just like sitting down and making a list. We're like, if we were going to do the highlights, what are some of those things?
Yeah,
so we were just thinking about
it.
Like, you know, some of the basic things that sound like they come off a postcard, but it's so totally true. It's like the sunsets in Key West were just beautiful. We spent 2 months volunteering with the National Forest Service out in Oregon, and the Milky Way at night over Crater Lake, we would get up all the time and go do night shooting there, and it was just so amazingly beautiful. When we were driving across South Dakota and like the vastness of the plains and all of that. And then, you know, we also had times like we were in New York City for just a little bit. I photographed some things that were happening on Broadway, and it was like the hustle and bustle there was just absolutely beautiful as well. We met so many people, and, you know, I think we started with this idea that everyone has a story. And, you know, the more we talked to people, the more we learned that that was really true, that everyone has a story. And not only does everyone have a story, everyone's story is 100% worth listening to. And we'd stumble across these stories in just the strangest places, you know, sometimes we'd be totally unprepared and someone would, we were in Oregon one morning at a donut store. And I remember Justin was like a little bit cranky because he wanted to like go hit the pavement. He wanted to, you know, start shooting. And I was like, I actually really want a donut. So we're going to stop there. And then we ended up having this conversation with this man who told us his whole life story about how he met his wife and fell in love and his cat TC Fuzz Buckets that they traveled around the country a little bit with him. And, you know, it was just this amazing story that only, you know, came out because we happened to be in this coffee shop. And this individual happened to say something to me about my camera, and I was open to the conversation. A lot of times I'm like, yes, I have a camera. Yes, it's really big, right? But, like, when you're open to have those conversations, and he's like, what kind? You know, and we started having that conversation.
That's when those stories
just happened. But, you know, I think so many of the people that we talked to along the way also had these really interesting themes that we see here as well. And one of those is about migration. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked to so many people who moved across the country because of their family or because of their love or because of climate change or because of the economy. And those stories are so relatable, yet we hear some of them in the news now and people just kind of shut off and feel like they can't relate. But, you know, I remember, you know, we met this one woman, Kathy, in this small town in Kentucky on the Kentucky-Tennessee border. And it's been on our mind lately because one of the things that she talked about was Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving was her favorite holiday because she has 7 children. And the only time that they all come home is Thanksgiving. And she wishes that they'd always be there, but they had to leave because the economy was so bad.
Right.
And that just kind of
their motion. So if we want to hear or see these stories, are they all on your website?
Yeah, so
they're over at tendency2.com, TendencyTo.com.
And then you can find us on Facebook and Instagram as well with the full name Tendency to Wander.
Okay, so there you have it. There's stories galore and more stories to come.
Oh, yes.
Today my guests have been Jordan Rozenski and Justin Hamill of Tendency to Wander. You can find him online. Just Google him or on social media as well. Look him up under Tendency to Wander and keep the stories coming.
Yeah, we will.
Definitely.
Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.